This Uvalde shooting is one of the reasons I coined the term concurrent programming, because it was Stranger Things, where I try to watch Stranger Things on Netflix just to not pay attention to the news for a few minutes, and it's like, Uvalde shooting just happened. I'm like, wow. Thank you for giving me the imagery that I'll need to fully process what happened over there. I'm going to play the clip again.
The Gap knew about the school shooting that Matthew McConaughey was talking about before it even happened. It was so in sync, the information. And then I heard about it on the radio driving. I was like, am I in the Truman Show right now? And I tell Candace, she's got to watch the Truman Show. You have to watch the
What
Truman
do you
Show.
mean the people at the Gap knew about the school shooting, I think in Uvalde, Texas?
Yeah, I'm not saying that they did, but it felt so in sync. This idea of like this media rush over the 78 specific outlets that influence.
There you have it. He's not saying they knew about it, but everything was synchronized. Again, concurrent programming, it's all synchronized. 78 media outlets all pushing the same thing. And then if you went home and he watched Stranger Things, it would tie in there as well. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, as most of you listening know.
Meanwhile,
So there's a coordinated message, I think that's what you said.
Meanwhile, the.
Well, there you have it. The coordinated message is the main thing I'm pointing out here. How it's too synchronized to be accidental. It feels like the Truman Show. AK All Day 2323 says Kanye should call in again. Agreed. Penguin Doctor says Kanye's painting a target on himself. I got the idea too. Even with his my little spat with Puff Daddy or P. Diddy, there's something there as well.